I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Promise has issued a flood watch, and that means we could see some overland flooding, lots of rain, a soaking that we need after lots of forest fires to start the spring. So it's going to be a soggy May-long weekend. We've got an updated forecast for you so you can see how May-long is going to shape up, make some big plans. It's also first music I purchased day today. We're going to talk about the first music you bought, and just as important, what was the format? Was it a CD? Was it a 45? Was it an 8-track tape? Also, people reveal their favorite cooking hacks, and some of them will shock you. Hey, you won't believe what my former co-host is doing with bacon. With bacon! Also, some interesting NHL news. I will keep it quick for Toronto Maple Leafs fans. I apologize, Maple Leafs fans. A little low in the lip today. Ooh. And Florida making headlines not only for their big win, but for their ownership group and their comments about Canada. Also, the 8 places you should always tip, according to etiquette experts. Maybe you're doing it already. And vacationers are sharing the small travel habit or ritual they make time for on every trip. Oof, that was a tough game. Good God, what a slaughter. Okay, Jets, did you see that last night? So let's not do that, okay? Come on, Jets fans. Come on, Jets, white out. Let's do it. Trade your jersey in for a Jets jersey. The Leafs jersey for the Jets jersey. We have to reflect on the Jets. They won the President's Trophy. They were the best in the league. They had a tremendous season. They were fantastic. And even though there has been some disappointment along the way, especially with goaltending, at least we are not Maple Leafs fans, guys. You know, we can put these signs away. We can enjoy the fact that the Jets had a winning team, and the playoffs are tough. It's season number 2. Everybody brings their A game, and not everybody can move on. Only one team will end the season with the Stanley Cup in hand. Thank you so much. Trusted legal support with a personal touch. At Eplaw Office, lasting relationships are at the heart of everything they do. Specializing in real estate, corporate, and estate law, they're proud to be your go-to legal advisors for buying or selling a home, managing business matters, or planning your estate. They make it stress-free, they're friendly, and they're fun. 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. You've always got time for Tim's, and I'll tell you, Ryan knows how to do it up for breakfast. I tried it. It was good. I was curious about the sauce, actually. The new breakfast hit done Ryan's way, Ryan Reynolds. His breakfast at Tim Hortons, 100% Canadian freshly cracked eggs, perfectly scrambled, served up with crispy hash browns or a sausage crumble, or you can have it with bacon, which is exactly what I did. It's the creamy chipotle sauce that's really brings this whole thing together. Give it a try. Try Ryan's signature recipe in a loaded box or wrap today. Have it with the Oreo double stuffed ice cap. Maybe the strawberry creamy chill, strawberry watermelon, or peach real fruit quencher. Coffee lovers can enjoy the rich and smooth caramel toffee cold brew or vanilla ice latte, or maybe even the strawberry frozen lemonade at Tim Hortons with 10 locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. A warning from Loblaws this morning. There are some price increases on food coming up in the next 2 to 3 weeks. You know this is real when Loblaws CEO has issued a statement saying that Canadians need to prepare for an increase in food-related costs due to tariffs. We are going to be facing this. I'm quoting now. We'll be facing a large wave of tariff-related increases in the weeks ahead. Grocers have attempted to limit the number of products affected by the tariffs, but over 1,000 products will be affected in the coming weeks. So, how can we prepare? It's a good idea that if you have some favorite products that have a long shelf life, you may want to stock up. If you see things on sale, it's a good time to stock up. I would say the next 2 to 3 weeks, when you're at the grocery store and you see something that you like and it can last a long time, whether it be in the freezer or in the pantry, it would be a good opportunity for you to stock up, because a month from now, we could see some grocery items go up dramatically in price. I read something about Justin Bieber yesterday that he had to sell his music catalog. And Justin Bieber was part of these parties, too. Not in a good way, if I can say that. But anyway, he had to sell his entire music catalog. You get $200 million. So all of Justin Bieber's songs are gone, whatever ownership he had. At one point, they said that he was worth $1 billion. So it begs the question, and this is less to do with P. Diddy and more to do with Justin Bieber. What the hell does somebody do with $1 billion? Think about that for a second. Like, not $1 million. If someone blows through $1 million, it wouldn't take long to blow through $1 million, especially in today's economy. But $1 billion, he's not all that old. These stars are just, they're on another planet. Wait, so Justin doesn't get the rights to those songs? No. Gone. He sold them. Because he's broke. We all know people who are not good with money, but $1 billion? Justin Bieber made between $500 million and $1 billion as the world's biggest pop star, and he blew it all. It's unreal. It's just a different planet. If he went through $1 billion in 15 years, $200 million ain't going to last him very long. He's desperate for cash, apparently. Lots of artists have sold their catalogs, but Justin is by far the youngest to do it. Normally, you're pretty much done. You're like, okay, it's time to retire. Now I can move to Vegas and sing my little songs for money. Now that I'm 50 or 60 years old, or I can sell the music catalog. How old would Justin Bieber be? Like 30? It's all gone. The first music you ever bought, a day that you walked into a music store, or maybe you went online, and you illegally from LimeWire downloaded some form of music. It was your first musical purchase. What I should have asked as well is what your last one was, because I haven't bought music, I bet you, in 15 or 20 years. But let's go back to the beginning, because today is the first bit of music I bought day. I went into a record store and I was on the hunt for two records specifically. One was Motley Crue and Smokin' in the Boys' Room. Janine says it was Steve Miller, Abracadabra, and the Jay Giles Band Freeze Frame on vinyl. Classic songs. Steve Miller. I'm good. So could you make that song today? I don't think so. Abracadabra, I'm going to reach out and grab ya. No, you won't, rapist. Hello, it's 2025. Keep your hands to yourself, Steve Miller. Val Rogers says, Queen the Game, 1980. Derek says, Boy in the Bright White Sports Car and Dr. Doctor on 45 record used downtown Brandon. They were 25 cents each. Holy cow. Cindy says, REO Speedwagon. I remember my first radio job where I played rock music, and I called it REO Speedwagon. They were not very big when I was a young person. It was considered, even then, classic rock. So, there you go. There's a great song for you on the radio called Take It on the Run, Baby, by REO Speedwagon. And then it's a knock at the door. It's my program director boss saying it is not Rio Speedwagon, it's REO Speedwagon. One of many mistakes I would make. Tana says, the village people, men at work on vinyl stored in my parents' basement currently, likely around 1985 as well. Tamara says, Billy Joel, Glass Houses or Foreigner, not sure which one was first. MJ says, back when Jiffy Food Mart used to sell pre-owned cassette tapes. Oh my God. Had the New Kids on the Block tapes. Pearl Jam is one. Corey says AC/DC. Who made who? John also says AC/DC. Todd says grade 10 field trip to Lower Fort Garry and the Mint. We had a little time to shop on our field trip, and he went to Sam the Record Man on Portage Avenue and bought Peter Frampton 1978. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door. Okay, rapist. Why is every song about rape? Sick. How about some wholesome music? How about like We Are the World? We are the children. We need to make a brighter day. So let's start. That's wholesome music. None of this songs about being a nasty person. Don't be so nasty. Be kind. Be generous. Zumba Bernice, Fleetwood Mac. Rumors on vinyl. Rumors about what? Rumors about assault. I'm disappointed. I guess this is what woke is. I'm awakening. I'm awakening to the pollution in our brains of how we've been brainwashed to be bad people. When we really should have been listening to We Are the World on repeat. We are the world. We are the child. Can't you feel the inspiration? Can't you feel the love? It's all about the love, not about being a deviant. Then, as soon as rock music comes around, people start getting tattoos. Bodies started filling with ink. People started smoking cigarettes. Oh! Molly says, Baby Is Cold Outside was a crazy one. Yeah, well, again, all this heavy rock music. Baby, it's cold outside. Come on in. I'll lock the door. Hey, what are you doing locking the door? Okay. Behave yourself. Rock music creating deviance. That's all it did. I was a good person. I am a good person. I am an angel. All these rock fans and their tattoos and cigarettes hanging on, riding motorcycles, mufflers going through the neighborhood. I hear you running through the neighborhood. It's all because of the rock music. Now get off my lawn. Get off my lawn, you whippersnippers. MJ says, private eyes. See, private eyes. They're watching you. What? Private? That's Hall & Oates. A song about somebody watching another person, likely through the window, which is illegal. Here come the cops right now. Around the corner, I better run. I better hide. Terrible. Terrible. You need We Are the World. Go watch We Are the World. Three Dog Night. Oof. I can't even joke about that one. That goes way back. Three Dog Night. Holy cow. You're going to find great prices on furniture, appliances, electronics. They're proudly Canadian too since 1909, making Canadians comfortable for generations. And don't forget, you don't pay till 2027. What is it? That's 2 years. Other than the taxes and the fees and 0% interest, no monthly payments plus free local delivery. Leon's gift cards are available and an opportunity for you to save big on select clearance mattresses and sofas, both up to 50% off this week at Leon's 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon and at leons.ca. Congratulations once again to our friends at Sunrise Credit Union for a job well done with their photo contest. They have posted all the winners now on their social media channels, so you can see all 13 pictures that made the calendar for 2026 with Sunrise Credit Union. And congratulations again to Dylan Berthollet from Napinka, who won the $500 term deposit and a 16 by 24 canvas print, as did 12 other finalists. Congratulations. And we look forward to making the announcement for the Building Communities Grant. Remember that? Where they are giving funds to a nonprofit group, special projects in the community. And it's all about reinvesting back into the community. That's what credit unions do. And the best at all of that is Sunrise Credit Union. With 19 locations to serve you, visit sunrisecu.mb.ca for RESP, RRSP, mortgage information, and more. Sunrise Credit Union. Rodeo action is coming this summer. Midway action. A big car show coming this summer. But what everybody is always excited about is the tremendous shows that they throw at the Sky Dancer. They got some great concerts. Tracy Byrd in November, Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts, one of my personal favorites. Of all the shows, we had Joe Nichols, Tequila Makes Her Clothes Fall Off. That is my favorite one so far. Gary LaVox, I think, is going to beat that. If you like Rascal Flatts, it gives me goosebumps. They are fantastic. One of my favorite bands, actually. So Gary is the lead singer. He's going to be there in July for an outdoor show. Looking forward to that. And Lil Jon is in August. To keep up to date on all the concerts and happenings, go to SkyDancerCasino.com or give them a follow on their social media channels, too, if you would. SkyDancerCasino.com. So when you're making stuff, you're doing stuff, cooking hacks in the kitchen that you can't wait to share with everybody. The one that shocked me the most was my former co-host Amber told me that she boils her bacon. She boils her bacon. She says it's a game changer. You put enough water in the bottom of a frying pan to cover the bacon completely and then let it boil until there's not a drop of water left in the pan. I swear to you, it's like the bacon they put out in an all-inclusive resort when it's done. I happened to run across a chef's TikTok one day and thought to myself, this can't be possible, so I had to try it. Derek says it does render the fat easier. Putting a wooden spoon on a boiling pot, I guess, helps it from boiling over? Not sure how that works. Science. Parchment paper is your friend. So Nick, when he does his bacon, a lot of these hacks have to do with doing bake. I've done it this way, where you just lay out the bacon on parchment paper and cook it at high heat. In the oven, there's no mess. And then once the bacon comes off, you toss the parchment paper in the trash. And Bob's your uncle. Prices are going to go up. So Lori says what she does is she stocks up on hamburger when it's on sale. And she immediately cooks it all up. So she buys a whole bunch of hamburger on sale, cooks it all up, puts it in smaller bags, and then it's ready to use. You just pop it in the microwave, good to go for things like wraps, tacos, spaghetti sauce, whatever else you use ground beef for. Plus, there's virtually no mess to clean up. Tamara says, not really a cooking hack, but she puts sliced apples in salt water and lets them sit for a few minutes. They will not go brown in kids' lunches. Really? Adding a teaspoon of baking soda to your water for easy peeling hard-boiled eggs. That has never worked for me. Am I not adding enough baking soda? I've tried that. It doesn't seem to work. Kristen has this hack, a menu board. It very much helps my hectic life. Take out the meat or do the prep work the night before rather than fight with frozen food. Well, this is kind of a neat idea. Someone burned a pot of chili, was told not to mix it further, slowly pour it into another pot to keep the worst char at the bottom out. Then add peanut butter. It works every time and works in every sauce and every stew. If something tastes good but it feels like it's missing something you can't put your finger on, add acidity. Squeeze a lemon or a splash of vinegar and that will do the trick. It is a beautiful thing. Apple cider vinegar works. I had to do that yesterday for some soup, actually. If you toast bread on one side and make the toast side inward facing on a sandwich, you still get all the crunch from the sandwich being toasted without it cutting the inside of your mouth. Yeah, because, you know, I love clubhouse sandwiches. And that's a pet peeve. Not all restaurants do it this way, but I've been to restaurants where you bite into your sandwich that's toasted and it hurts a little bit. But it hurts so good because it's a clubhouse. Mm-mm-mm. Salting the pasta water. I always thought it couldn't make that big a difference. I finally tried it. OMG, pasta is like an entirely different food when you boil it in salt water. Do you make your pasta with salt water? Doug Sifu has been suspended by the NHL for a social media exchange. The Panthers executive is barred from any involvement with the team going forward. So what happened? Gary Bettman said he is not allowed to have anything to do with the team The offending messages were part of a back and forth on X with a user identified as Dr. Grizzo. The exchange, which began with comments about the ongoing playoff series between the Leafs and the Panthers, quickly shifted to the conflict between Israel and Palestine. That's when you get an off-ramp. You just shut it down. The exchange grew more heated. He added further comments about this guy's stock market success and political affiliations that prompted Sifu to fire back, "Eat shit, 51st state anti-Semite loser, Israel now and forever until, oh, blah, 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 blah." Referencing Trump's remarks that Canada could be the 51st state. Sifu's account was made private shortly after the incident and was deactivated entirely by Monday. The NHL acted swiftly, announcing its decision in a statement. The NHL has concluded that Mr. Sifu's ex posts were unacceptable and inappropriate. He's been suspended indefinitely and will not be involved with the Florida Panthers organization or anything involving the NHL. Holy cow. Tomorrow and Saturday, kick off the long weekend at Buffalo Bar with live music from Dan Kristoff. Enjoy a 20-minute card reading for $48 when the tarot card reader comes to the resort. That is Char Wilcox. She'll be visiting Wednesday, May the 21st from 11 till 7. Got all kinds of activities happening at Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa for vacation packages. Details on spa packages and more, visit elkhornresort.mb.ca. Whether it be something tasty for the grill or maybe some paint for that room that needs a touch-up. Second coat, third coat, maybe just a total redesign. Of course, Co-op Hardware Centers can help you with that. And with rainy weather on the way, might be a good weekend to do some painting or maybe some renovations. Check out your Co-op Home Building Center. Get your goodies at your Co-op Food Center. And of course, if you've got a road trip planned for the long weekend, make sure you visit your local Co-op gas bar to get that tank all filled up and ready to go for the long weekend. You're at home here with your local co-ops of Western Manitoba. Heritage Co-op, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. This long weekend, come take an EV for a test drive. The Equinox, the Blazer, the Silverado, the Hummer. Lower fuel costs, there's tax incentives, lower maintenance, and lots of advantages to owning an EV. When you do make that decision, see Westman's number one EV dealership in Brandon. That is Murray GM at 1500 Richmond Avenue. Places you should always tip. Places experts say you should always tip. Well, this goes without saying. At your favorite restaurant, usually 20%. At the hair salon or the barber, of course, 15 to 25%. Food delivery drivers, 15 to 20%. I sometimes do 10 on those ones. At the valet, I don't think we have valet in this area. At the hotel's concierge desk, have you ever tipped at the hotel? Sometimes I'll tip if you're staying at an all-inclusive and you leave a couple dollars on the bed. I've never done it at the front desk, though. At a hotel when you order room service and accept housekeeping. I thought housekeeping was like part of the deal. $2 to $5 per night for housekeeping and 15 to 20% for room service. Why? Tipping the employees who make your room and bring you breakfast in bed is a nice gesture. The generous tip can prompt the staff to be more attentive to your needs and prioritize future orders. I don't know about the, at a hotel, tipping the clean staff, though. I could see it at an all-inclusive. Before a tour. What? If you tip before the tour starts, you are like to get a better tour. Taxi or rideshare, that makes sense. None of these jump out, except the hotel. The hotel staff, that seems odd to me. Especially the front desk. You know, if you tip at the front desk before you check in, even if it's like $5 or $10... Hey, you may get a better room, yeah, depending on where you're at, if there is such a thing. Like, if you're in Las Vegas and you want to overlook the Strip, you slide them $20 and say, you know, it's our first time in Vegas, even though it might not be. What are they going to know? They might get you, a room with a view or something like that. So, remember we had that mom? I was telling you about that mom that got sentenced to prison time because she had dropped off some Jell-O shooters for her kid's class. Well, it's happened again. This time around, the kid actually brought them out. And this kid, he is like the most popular kid in school. An investigation is underway after a Pennsylvania school district said a kindergarten student gave shots to classmates. Oh, he's popular. The superintendent said once staff learned about the situation, immediate action was taken. The students were taken to the nurse's office for evaluation and then out to a club to see some strippers. No, I'm kidding. EMS was called, though, and they took the kids to the hospital. Parents were notified, met first responders at the hospital. It's unclear how the students got the alcoholic Jell-O cups, but the district said it's looking into it and cooperating with authorities. We're currently in possession of the Jell-O cups. This is an epidemic. This is the second story in 2 weeks. The mom took Jell-O shooters to the school. She said she made a mistake. She'd said that she'd actually bought them pre-prepped. So they had come with alcohol in them and didn't realize that they were for adults. Okay. All right. And what were they? Fifth graders. I think those ones were fifth grade. This kid took these shots to school and handed them out to everybody. They knew there was a problem when the kindergartners put music on and started dancing and then started acting wild and crazy. Did you see this in the news? She was shot during her live stream in Mexico. Terrible stuff. This, of course, is not the actual video, but this is just seconds before somebody burst into her beauty salon while she was live streaming. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. Very, very sad.
A TikTok live stream ended in terror when a 23-year-old beauty influencer was shot dead on camera at her salon in western Mexico. Valeria Marquez had thousands of followers on social media, where just moments before her death, she showed off a stuffed animal that was delivered to her. Then, in her final few seconds, she's seen looking into the distance right before she is shot dead. Jalisco state authorities said a man entered her salon and fired at her, and she had no vital signs when medics arrived. The suspects have yet to be identified, but the case is being investigated as a suspected femicide. A rampant problem in Mexico, a country that has seen staggering level of violence against women and girls.
And senseless. I just don't understand what people are thinking. This beautiful, beautiful lady, all she's doing is live streaming. She is just doing her thing, having some fun. Like we take for granted, having a little fun like we're having. And then someone bursts in, hey, pop, pop, gone. Just days earlier, there was another woman who was live streaming taken out as well. She was a mayoral candidate in Mexico. This, again, was on TikTok. Not cool. And completely senseless. And, you know, you got to feel for some of the kids that had to be there. There had to be some kids somewhere in the world who had their TikTok on when something like that happens. Now, it's not the first time, but there's got to be a way to fix that. I don't know. This is insanity. These heavy days are hard to do. How about vacation rituals? There's got to be something fun. Here in Western Manitoba, we're getting ready for the long weekend, and that means a stop to Kuiper's Family Bakery. Hey, today is chocolate chip day today, so it's a good chance for you to pick up some chocolate chip cookies, some monster cookies at Kuiper's Family Bakery, your neighborhood's go-to for irresistible handcrafted baking. From soft hot dog and hamburger buns to decadent sticky buns and monster cookies that never last long. Oop, I just see my power flicker. Kuiper's has something to delight every craving. Whether you're just grabbing bread for dinner or sharing treats at the office, swing by Kuiper's Family Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner beside Tasty's. At Auto Fashion, we've got the rain and will hail soon follow. Undoubtedly, we'll get hit by hail, and you need to remember our friends at Auto Fashion, not just for impeccable car detailing. For paintless dent repair, they're MPI and SGI accredited. They do window tinting, ceramic coating, paint protection, and more. AutoFashion.ca. You can also find them at 255 17th Street North, behind Lee's Buffet and Best West Pet Foods. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, Certified Service Express, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show at 1500 Richmond, where they make a donation to the Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House every time you get your oil changed. Quick service with a purpose. Only at Murray Certified Service Express. And Headley's Health Hut. Headley's Health Hut had an amazing win back Wednesday yesterday. Congratulations to all the customers who got their purchase for free. And note to self, if you're looking for vitamins, herbs, clean beauty, sugar-free, gluten-free, if you're looking for health food-related items and treats, See our friends at Headley's Health Hut and mark it in your phone that the second Wednesday of each month is Win Back Wednesday. They also have a big deal on the last Friday of the month. It's Customer Appreciation Day. Pay them a visit just east of Murray GM at 1314 Richmond Avenue. Vacationers are sharing the small travel habit or ritual they make time for every trip. I always buy a little black notebook for the trip. I started taking notes so that I could keep track of my photos. The notebooks now serve the purpose of reminding me years later about trip details that would otherwise be forgotten. If a local recommends something in a foreign language, they're often happy to write it in the book. I also include shopping lists, daily trip planning, tickets, scraps of paper. Interesting. I look for graffiti and street art, especially ones that are hard to find. I walk through small alleys and find some amazing stuff. Sounds like you just kind of go off on your own, exploring. I search for places, restaurants I want to go to and save them on Google Maps so I can check back when there's something nearby. All right. I clean and organize the house before my trip. It's a non-negotiable. I don't want to be stressed, annoyed, and depressed after a trip when I'm coming home to a disaster. I would say that's about as close to a ritual as we have. Cleaning up so you can come back to a house that is not in shambles. I buy reusable bags at the grocery store. They're cheap. They help me blend in better. They're useful and evoke memories of that place every time I do an Aldi run. Oh, okay. I buy Christmas ornaments from every country. Oh, that's a cool idea. I like this one. It's fun every December to unpack them and remember my trips as I decorate the tree. That's a cool idea. I like that one. I always create a playlist for each trip. Listening to it when I get home instantly takes me back. That's also a cool idea. Because have you ever been on a trip where they've played the same song over and over and over again? I've had that happen. Then you hear it on the radio. You're like, oh, man, I remember that. Another person on their trip, they collect rocks, flowers, or leaves from botanical gardens and then make a travel journal. Another person takes shower gels and perfume that remind you of the special trip. You're just hawking from the hotel like I do. There's nothing wrong with that. You paid for it. Another person says, I collect currency, hotel keys, and magnets. I have a little jar with a globe in it where I put the currency and hotel keys. That's a cool idea. Those plastic hotel keys, sometimes I take them, sometimes I don't. Having a little collection of them, it's kind of a neat idea, actually. I like to buy a piece of jewelry from each destination. Do you have a travel hack? Do you do something on a trip every time? Is it a postcard? We also used to buy fridge magnets. Fridge magnets were a big thing. I got a ton of fridge magnets from different places around the world when we used to travel. I use Shazam to look up local songs while I'm on vacation. This person likes to go to fast food restaurants in different countries. A friend of mine buys a piece of pottery from each place they go to. That is a cool idea. Wow. When I'm on a trip each night before going to bed, I make a voice note of how the day went. It's faster than writing and I can listen to them anytime. That is a really cool idea. Then you could probably sync them up with pictures later in a slideshow. Another person says they find a local bookstore everywhere they travel and they buy a book or five. Another person goes to get local art. Come to think of it, done that as well. So I've been buying fridge magnets, art, and shot glasses. Another person buys a postcard, writes down memories from the trip, and then mails it to themselves on the last day. Another person loves checking out foreign grocery stores. Just to check things out. It's lovely to be able to enjoy at home some of the stuff that you can actually get back into the country. Yeah, so travel rituals, things you like to do when you go on a trip. Now, it would just be fun to be able to afford to go on a trip. And that's, MJ says same thing. I need to go somewhere. Me too. I need to go somewhere too. Sorry about the heaviness of the show today. We will have some fun stuff tomorrow. For God's sake, it's the long weekend. Can we? No, we got floods. We've got fires. Oh my God. It's unbelievable. It's craziness. It's mayhem. Well, the show is delivering as promised. If it's not food, if it's not a fun place, then there'll be mayhem. And hopefully a lot less mayhem on tomorrow's show. Have a great day, guys. See you tomorrow for a Friday. Thank you.
we've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.